Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning. Thank you, Lord, for watching over us for another week. And for bringing us to this place this morning to worship you and to glorify your name. May your word wash us. May your word lead us. May your word keep us. And may we, through your word, grow and become more like Christ and live out our lives more acceptably to you. And so we ask you, Lord, to direct our paths and to light our paths and to mature us so that we can be more Christ-like. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning we carry on with James, the book of James. And one of the themes that we're going to be looking at today is the origin of wars. Where do wars come from? Well, no one can figure us out like God. And Paul even says, who can know their own heart? Men go to all sorts of lengths to find out what's going on within themselves. They go for counseling, psychologists, to try and work out what's going on. And it's a mystery. But we cannot know anything unless God reveals it to us. And only God can tell us the real problems of life. So turn with me to James chapter 4 and let's read from verse 1. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Well, Peter says that we must abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul. But wars begin within men, within their members. And remember, this book is written to Christians. For us, it's the war of the spirit within us and the flesh. Covetousness and lust lead to many wrongdoings. Wars, fights, arguments, strife. And here when the Bible speaks of wars, it includes conflicts within ourselves. The word says that these come from wrong desires. Do you have conflict in your life? Do you have strife? It's because of lust. Wrong desires in your heart. The war of the members in your body, the spirit and the flesh. What you lusting for and what the Lord wants for you to do. Remember, God is a jealous God, and when His Spirit is inside you, when you desire other things, there's automatically this conflict within inside of you. And today it's an attitude of I want what I want, no matter who or what.